Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And, Mike, we had a kickoff of the professional football season. Started on Thursday with that big game against Kansas City and Baltimore. Goes through the Sunday and last night, Monday Night Football, or the other night on Monday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers.
Your San Francisco 49ers.
My San Francisco 49ers. Got off on a very good start by beating the New York Jets and your favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I love him.
And without Christian McCaffrey and the running back, their Jordan, he had a terrific game. Looked like it, felt like it, certainly acted like it, but they were in complete control. So good start for the 49ers. The Detroit game against the Rams in Detroit, what I thought that was the best game of the weekend.
I did too. I think that, you know, Matthew Stafford looked great. I think Detroit looks very, very tough.
I believe that. And kudos to Detroit. They proved that, you know, that this emergence that they had, this surge that they had last year and then beating the Rams is no fluke. I think they're going to be one of those teams that's going to be a contender. Caleb Williams, the kid from USC. Chicago Bears won their first game without scoring a touchdown. He did not have a good game. It was all about special teams for the Bears. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears' calling card for when they won their titles back in the 80s was do their defense and special teams too. What I really liked previously is I liked watching Nebraska destroy Colorado and Deion Sanders. Yeah. I very much enjoyed that. So, and also Notre Dame upset by NIU, which was amazing, and Texas beat Michigan in the Big House.
Yeah, the Texas looked very good. They looked like they can be a contender. No question about that. Oregon has not played well, yet they still reside in the top 10. There's not a lot of respect for the old Pac-12 teams. Washington and Washington State, who actually play in this rivalry game next week in Seattle, both are 2-0. The Cougars and the Huskies should be a great game. I'm looking forward to that one. And Oregon and Oregon State play.
That's going to be a great game. Yeah, I still think that Oregon didn't necessarily deserve that number three seed, three ranking, but we shall see.
Well, they're going to have a chance to prove it and get it straight away because the bigger games come much later. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be right back with We'll See About That. And our special guest, Dave Sims, the voice of the Seattle Mariners, right after this. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email Brad at bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we're back with We'll See About That with our special guest, Dave Sims. And Dave will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. We have a special guest from the Northwest, the voice of the Seattle Mariners, Dave Sims. Dave, welcome to the show. I want to talk a little bit about the Mariners and the pennant race.
All right, you got it, Ron. Thanks for the invite, and I love your theme music. That's good stuff, man. I like that.
So the Mariners, they got off to a great start this year. And, you know, about midway through, you know, they're leading at the All-Star break. Tell us what happened after the All-Star break, because now they are sitting in a precarious position of a wild card spot and still contending for the title, but we've got 18 games to go. They're 4.5 back of the Houston Astros.
Yeah. Well, morning of June 19th, wake up with a 10-game lead, and it had been a team offensively that was pretty opportune, got hits the right time, late games, had won a lot of close one-run games. This team over the last few years has been very good at winning one-run games. And that table has turned, as you said, Ron, you know this as well as anybody. You know, some of these runs, they're going to end at some point, and it's going to turn on you. And then the pitching's been aces pretty much from day one. The only guy that's really missed some time is Brian Wu. He's our number five, and I've had more than one manager say, he's your five, he'd be our one. The pitching, for the most part, has been just spectacular. Top of the 30-team heap in ERA overall. Andrés Muñoz has done a nice job in the bullpen. But the hitting is just woeful. And it was proven a couple of nights ago in St. Louis. Logan Gilbert gives up two hits and loses the game 2-0. The Mariners got no runs on five hits and left 10. 0 for 7 runners in scoring positions. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. And I'll tell you what, for the fellas to get it going here in the second half, and saying that the pitching is going to stay constant, they got to hit, and they're going to have to get some help. And there's this, and the schedule's not exactly easy. We got San Diego, and Texas, and the Yankees coming up on this next home trip, homestand, and then we go at Texas at the Astros, and hopefully when we get to Houston, it'll mean something.
Well, that is a load going down the stretch. There's no breathing room in there. You've got to come out with your A game every night, and keep battling, hoping that your offense will at some point come around. You made a deal for Justin Turner here at the end, I think at the end of August or near. What did they think that Justin Turner was going to bring to the club other than, you know, being a DH?
Savvy leadership experiences. I remember my first set conversation with him. Said, hey, man, I've been through everything you can possibly go through as a player. You know, DFA, traded, you know, won a World Series, lost the World Series. He does bring tremendous experience. He's not hit a ton. He had a grand slam in his first game in Seattle after opening on the road. He's made some nice plays defensively. You know, good dude, 39 years old, back into this career. If he's got a few bullets left, let's see what happens. And I think that was the thought behind it.
So as far as the future of the Mariners, you've been there quite some time now, and you have a
18 years now.
Yeah, and you've seen quite a bit. You've seen the transition to the new ballpark. Would you say this is a hitter's park, a pitcher's park? It seems more of a pitcher's park. It seems like a beautiful park.
It's a gorgeous park. It's still I still think the edge goes to pitchers. They did move in the fences 7-8 years ago. But given and you're from up this way in Tacoma, you know how the atmospherics are
right
in April and May and then in September. July, August, it's nice and hot. Ball carries like crazy. But the beginning of the season, the end of the season, I mean, you need a military-grade weapon to get it out sometimes on certain nights, unless you're Nelly Cruz when he was here for a while. So I would say advantage pitchers.
So you've seen the American League top to bottom this year. Who do you like to move forward and why?
Well, I tell you what, I was loving Baltimore when we saw them earlier. Their pitching has trailed off a little bit, but they're still hanging in. You know, they're still, you know, neck and neck with the Yankees. You know, the Yankees, I don't know, who was I talking to the other day? Oh, Kevin Cash. And he has a real good feel for the rest of that division. He thinks that, both the Yankees and the Orioles will make the playoffs, but I think Baltimore is going to go deeper. A team I would keep an eye on is Cleveland. Great bullpen. They put the ball in play. They catch the ball. And they withstood a couple of weeks ago was that they had about a 5 or 6 game losing streak, and then they turned it around quickly, and now they're back on top in the Central. So those guys, those are teams that jump out at me there. I'm from Philly, so I got a little bit of a bias, but I think it's and even with that, that's still a hell of a ball club. And Castellanos is starting to hit this last month and a half. Whoever's done a heck of a job leading off, hitting the ball out of the ballpark, their pitching is sensational. It's been up in the top 5 with the Mariners. The Brewers, we saw them. I think they took 2 out of 3. We were there very early in the season. The Cheerio kid is really nice. I like his game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have enough pitching. And then you got to be – if I were the Dodgers, I'd be concerned about the Diamondbacks who keep – all of a sudden they've moved into the left lane and going in a high gear, and they've got themselves back into contention, and ditto the Padres. So I would say right now I'd be really afraid of Cleveland in the American League, and I would really be afraid of the Phillies because I think I love the mindset that club has. Ron, you played in Philly against the Dodgers. You know, it's a badass sports town, and those guys have that same image, man. So they're ready to rock and roll every night.
Yeah, they do have an incredible fan base. They're going to boo their home field players. I remember the Phillies. Yeah, they were booing those guys, and they're in first place. Hey, they have a bad night. You know, the Eagles, same way. You know, the 76ers.
They booed Santa Claus.
But here's the thing. They love you hard, and they boo you hard.
That's correct.
And all they want is effort. And I remember as an intern, good guy, just a long time ago, when Schmitty was just breaking in and he came in with a lot of fanfare. And yeah, he was a cool dude, still is. But he was carrying with this little swagger and everybody said, hey, just play ball, dude. You know, produce. And they booed his ass the first couple of years. And then boom, 548 home runs later, there should be, I'm surprised they don't have a statue of him.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember because we broke in at the same time. You know, Michael hit 198 his rookie year, nowhere near what he wanted to be. Struggled immensely. Was able to get it back, put it together, had an unbelievable career, probably considered the greatest third baseman in Major League history. You know, I had an opportunity to play against him for a number of years. And we were neck and neck. And
we played the first. You guys had some great series.
Yeah, we had some great series. The Phillies and the Dodgers played two different times, 77 and 78. And fortunate enough to pull those two out. Both 3-1 and best of five. And best of five, you know, back then, you know, there's no other place to go. You only have winners. You know, there's no wild cards. There's no nothing. So when you look at a 162-game schedule and you turn around and you say, I got a best of five series to determine who's going to go to the World Series instead of this, you know, tournament that they have now. It's a lot of pressure, and you got to win that first game. And do you think? Do you see now? I mean, you know, Cleveland is kind of backing in a way, also earning it to possibly having the best record. You know, if Baltimore and the Yankees continue to battle like they have, and Cleveland continues to just widen the gap over in the Central. You know, they might end up with the number one playoff spot. And then, of course, you got those, you know.
That's not out of the realm, man.
No, it's not. And, you know, the first two teams get a bye. The rest of them have to participate right away. And I want to get a little bit more into that structure. We've got to take a break here in a second. We're going to have the voice of the Mariners, Dave Sims, back with us on We'll See About That right after this next message.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And we are back on board with Seattle Mariners, Dave Sims. And Dave, we were talking about the pennant races. You know, you mentioned the National League East and the Dodgers were being should have concern about the Padres and the Diamondbacks. I couldn't agree more because in the playoffs the last few years, those two teams have been their bugaboo. A couple of years ago, the Padres finished 26 games out of first place, but they were still alive in the wild card, and they managed to get through. And who do they play in the first round? The Dodgers. And what do? They take them out. Just like with the Diamondbacks. You know, hey, we're playing the Diamondbacks, according to Dodger fans, but guess who goes on and plays in the World Series? The Diamondbacks. Yeah. And those two teams right now are...
Well, you have to keep your pitching healthy, though.
Yeah.
Ron, you got to keep the Dodgers can't keep their pitchers healthy, the starters. It's unbelievable.
You know, you look at where they have gone this year, and I haven't paid attention to it as much as I have in the past because I no longer work there. But when you look at the health of Buehler, Kershaw, Yamamoto, Glasnow, there are other pitchers that we used a couple. There's like eight guys, you know, that have been on the DL. And I couldn't even begin to tell you who is going to be in the rotation when that time comes. It is very difficult. I think that,
Dave doesn't even know. Yeah,
they got beat 10-4 last night by the Cubs. Cubs are still at a distance, but hanging in there. They've given up a lot of runs here lately. You know, they went to, I think, Arizona here recently, and they did win the series. But I think they gave up like 28 runs in four games or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was way over the top. You can't afford
32 runs.
Yeah, you can't afford to have that happen at this stage of the game. You should be pretty much narrowing it down, because once you get to these, you know, these best of series, you got to go with your frontline pitchers, and who knows who they are.
Well, you know, when the Dodgers got Glasnow, I really like that kid, but I start my watch. I said, all right, let's put an over under on when he's going to go down. And sure enough, I mean, he's injured every year. He's super talented. He's got so much working for him, but he just can't stay healthy. Buehler, we faced Buehler last month. And I believe we didn't win that game, but I know we chased him early on in the game. He didn't have good stuff, and he got hit around. He got knocked around. I think it was most recently against the Cubs. So, yeah, against the Cubs in that 10-4 loss on the ninth. So, yeah, they got to get that figured out. Offensively, they have very little to worry about, I think. You got MVPs all up and down the order. You got Ohtani going for 50-50, which he's going to get with these. So, they're due for a good playoff run. There's no question about it. But I think the suspect pitching is probably going to catch up to them again.
And it seems every year that happens. And at what point do you guys think that the Dodgers training staff needs to be called to account? Because, like you said, I mean, it's just
I've heard that from other teams too, man.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Mike, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think when we went into LA, let's say that was mid-August, I was hearing some of those rumblings there. And yeah, they beat us pretty good at 3-0, 6-3, and 8-4. I think that's something that they will definitely examine at the end of the season. I've seen other teams do it in football, seen them do it in baseball. You start breaking down, that many guys start breaking down, and it's consistent, particularly in the pitching. And it's also, you can look at industry-wide, too. Let's keep in mind, max effort, and then he blows his arm out. He's got to have Tommy John surgery. Hello? I mean, you know, back in Ron, when you were playing, it's not like you played in ancient history. I mean, it's pretty recent. And I don't remember during your era the plethora of TJ surgeries then as we're having now. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It seems like it's an everyday occurrence. And you know, we did leave one person out of there, Shohei Ohtani. you know,
stud.
And he's still waiting
MVP,
to pitch.
I mean, one more kid. Yeah. Well, if he. That's a little scary thing. Let's get through this season first, but it'll be interesting to see if he can stay healthy next year and have that combo where he's pitching every fourth, fifth, sixth day or whatever, and still swinging the bat. I mean, the dude is amazing. I'm in awe of him. I think like so many other people. I remember a couple of years ago with the Angels, when he was with the Angels, and I saw him go first to third. I remember as now dismissed the interpreter. I said, did he run the 400 meters or run a relay? And track and field. And he said, no. I said, oh my God, that would have been a show and a half watching him run to 400, because what he showed me just going first to third is just an elegant, powerful, fast runner. I mean, he's just one of the great athletes, one of the best athletes we have in our sport.
Dave, did his interpreter at that point offer you any action on the upcoming futures bets or any parlays or anything like that?
No, he didn't. But yeah, what a messed up story that was. Jeez, I wish.
It still is, Dave. It still is a messed up story. When you talk about gambling in baseball today, how do you feel about that?
But Mike, the great irony is that we have all these betting outfits that are making skillions of dollars, and they're sponsoring so many things in our ballparks and on air. Yeah. I mean, and then I watch MLB Network. I watch ESPN. Hey, who do you got? Plus or minus six runs, plus or minus nine strikeouts. I mean, I'm not an ostrich. I'm not into gambling, and I don't condemn anybody who does. But holy Toledo, I know Pete Rose did some things, but sometimes every now and then I say, "And Pete Rose can't get in the Hall of Fame?"
I have so many answers to so many things that you just said. First of all, Pete Rose, what he says today is, "I wish I had had an interpreter back then." As far as gambling is concerned, we have been invaded. And I just read that $35 billion has been spent on the NFL as their projection. Unbelievable.
To which I say, is that all? I mean, it's going to grow. Holy
just getting started. Christ. Just getting started.
$35 billion with a B.
35. They're expecting $35 billion.
Yeah, $35 billion of money bets on the NFL this season, which is up 28% from last year, they project.
Ooh, that's a big challenge.
Unbelievable. So let's backtrack a little bit. You grew up in Philly. You went to Syracuse. You got a broadcasting degree. You've done many, many things in your career. You've done basketball. You've been in the World Series. You've worked for CBS in New York. You've had multiple jobs, lived on the East Coast, West Coast, done all these things. Where did baseball come from? How did you settle on baseball?
Baseball settled on me. I mean, a job opened up and I applied for it and got it. And it wasn't for lack of trying. I had near misses with, went to at least three clubs. But, first of all, let me just correct one thing. And it's interesting. I went to Little Bethany College, a little D3 school in West Virginia. And I probably got more done there than I might have gotten done at Syracuse, which is a great operation. I got a lot of friends that graduated from there, my brother-in-law. But Little Bethany College was about 1,300 kids when I was there, and I got to play football for a year, lettered, finished third in the conference and kickoff returns. But I knew I wanted to be in sports media. Started out as a sports writer, as an intern at the Philadelphia Inquirer, and that led to the New York Daily News. And that's just been one, another progression after another. I've been very fortunate, as I told somebody the other day, I'm having a good run. I don't put it in past tense. Baseball, grew up in Philly. I could look down and come out and look at go on my stoop and look to my right and see if the lights are on at Connie Mack Stadium. 15-minute walk. And my father played high school ball. And then when I was a kid, he worked at the post office, the main post office in Philly, and there was a huge employment of black males. So a lot of these guys were athletes that played HBCUs. So I was always at softball games. I was always at basketball games. I was meant to be in the sports world. And baseball was my first love. And Willie Mays, Jackie Robinson, Dick Gallen, Mantle, Koufax, Drysdale.
You're hitting me hard here, Dave.
My hero list. What's that?
Oh, you hit me hard with those
names.
That's
a list.
I mean, you got my favorite player
in Mays. That's a list, baby.
You got Jackie Robinson, who was in my backyard well before I was. And you mentioned Mantle, one of my childhood favorites, obviously, one of the great talents.
Yeah.
And the other two that you mentioned, Dick Allen, I had a chance to lace him up with Dick the last year that he played in 19.
Yeah.
I think I got called up in 1971, and I just sat there and watched the games because they were in a pennant race. And I believe Dick Allen was on the club at that point in time. I had a ball with Dick Allen. I thought he was terrific. He had a little different mindset on how things ought to be done or how he liked to take batting practice or not and show up at his own time. But it was, wow, I had a really great great time getting to meet him. And he swung that big old 38-ounce bat. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. Yeah, great names, great memory. Yeah.
One of my favorites, because as I look at his baseball reference page, he's got a lot of black numbers on there.
Oh, yeah, he
does. Which means he was leading the majors in a lot of categories, man. Yeah. And he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You talk about the black numbers. The first time I went through that book and I started looking at Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, they had more black marks than they did white marks, you know? And it's like, wait a minute, that's not fair. I only got one mark over here. And they got a ton. They could give some away. Unbelievable.
Different breed, man.
Yeah, unbelievable. The great, the history and the tradition of baseball, if it doesn't lure you in at some point in time, especially when you have a favorite team, and you go back and start learning about the game and the players, that's something extra special.
100%. And I've always had an historical bent, and that certainly lends itself, baseball lends itself to that. And there have been often times where, like, a guy will set a record and beat a record of somebody, you know, say Rogers Hornsby or Pepper Martin, somebody back in the 20s and 30s. But having read up on all that stuff, I knew who those guys were and what they did. As a matter of fact, we just left St. Louis, and they have a diorama as you lead to the visiting clubhouse. It must be about 60 feet long, and it has renderings of all the great players from day one up to now. And I was just looking, you know, during my lifetime, you know, Brock Gibson, McCarver, Ken Boyer, Kurt Flood, I mean, on it, Red Shane Deese, and then you go back to Pepper Martin. Leo DeRocher played for the Cardinals. Yeah. It's such a great sport to, you know, it's a great sport to talk about during the games. And that was another reason why, you know, and Ron talk about, you know, wanting to get into baseball. You know, you listen to Mr. Scully, you know, I hear him on national broadcast, you know, when I was growing up, and it's like, man, this is the dude right here. This is the guy. And to be able to tell stories and weave him in and out of the games. So I had to get into this, and I'm glad I did.
Okay, we're going to be right back with more good stuff. Dave Sims right after this message.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new Fiery Menu, featuring the Fiery Bacon Whopper, Fiery Mozzarella Fries, Fiery Chicken Fries, and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. The menu is a fiery take on your BK favorites, with spice levels from mild to wild, offering something for everyone so all spice lovers can truly have it their way. Start with spice level 1 with Fiery Strawberry and Sprite. Sprite taken up a notch with a Fiery Strawberry Puree for a refreshing sip with just enough kick to leave you wanting more. Add Fiery Mozzarella Fries or Fiery Chicken Fries to your meal for extra flavor and heat. True spice seekers should look no further than the Fiery Bacon Royal Crispy Chicken. At spice level 5, this sandwich features a crispy white meat breast fillet coated with fiery glaze and topped with crispy fiery seasoned bacon, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and creamy fiery sauce on a toasted bun. To find your nearest restaurant and learn more about the Fiery Menu, please visit www.bk.com. Limited time only.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the
And welcome back. We'll see about that. And it's time for This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial. It's 1978 on this anniversary date of Fran and Ron Say. Happy anniversary. The Dodgers beat the Giants in San Francisco 7-2. The Penguin led the way with three hits, including two home runs, a walk, and two RBIs. The Dodgers would go on to win the National League West and defeat the Phillies, aforementioned Phillies, in the playoffs and face the New York Yankees in the World Series.
There you have it. Remember that good. Yeah. Happened like yesterday. Yeah. Okay, we're back with Dave Sims, and Dave, I have a few things that I want to try and cover here in this final segment. First of all, I want to get to what has been basically a very strong suit for you, which is the number of catchphrases that you have. They follow you, just like they followed Vin Scully and the others, but giddy up, baby, bye-bye, got him, hey now, boomstick, baby. Where'd the boomstick baby? Yeah. I know it was Nelson Cruz, but how did you come up with that one?
Yeah. You know what happened down in Texas when he was down there? He used to kill us. And they had this vehicle that looked like the old Oscar Mayer. I wish it was an Oscar Mayer. Yeah. Wiener. They have something. And it was a boomstick, big old hot dog, $26, $30 or something. So anyway, he comes up here to Seattle. You know, he hit one in spring training. I was like, oh, my God. And it reminded me of when going back to basketball, when Reggie Miller – was with the Indiana Pacers, and Bob Slick Leonard, who was a heck of a player and heck of a coach, was doing color. And Reggie would hit a corner jumper, you know, and the play-by-play guy, Mark, I'll think of his name in a minute, would say, Reggie in the corner, and all you'd hear was, boom, baby! So I said, well, wait a minute, I think I can do something with that. Yeah. Boomstick, baby, when Nelson Cruz hits a home run. So we're in Oakland early on in the regular season, and he just annihilates, like a five-iron line drive, just straight as an arrow, boom, go. And line drive left field, there it goes, boomstick, baby, Nelson Cruz. And my partner, Mike Blowers, looked at me and says, hey, I like that. And I hung with it. And the other reason, and even before Mike, I tested out with my kids, my sons, and I said, no, you got to use it. That's really good. The hey now came from, I got the World on the String, a Frank Sinatra song that was written back in the 30s. Mr. Sinatra made it a big hit in the 50s and 60s. And at the back end of it, he goes, hey now, I'm in love. I got it from there. Yeah, a little bit from Howard Stern and also from the Hank Kingsley from the Gary Shandling show. So that's where that came from, I suppose. Because you can't say, hey, that was some effing hit or something like that, as much as I think it and say it when I'm off the air. I compensate by going with the hey now. And I usually use it for a huge moment like we've had when Cal Raleigh hit the home run to get us in the playoffs a couple of years ago, the year before Mitch Haniger kept us alive, and I used it then. So I break it out, at a good moment. Giddy up. You know what giddy up is from, Ron? Growing up watching Westerns.
Okay.
Westerns were the rage in the 50s and 60s. And, the Lone Ranger, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, Maverick. Yeah, goodness. I'm watching Westerns all the time. I hear somebody say, giddy up. So, giddy up, Paul, get out of here.
Yeah, you are a little bit younger, but we're in the same era, so I'm familiar with that. And then you mentioned Mike Blowers, who lived in Tacoma, or eventually ended up in Tacoma. He was a military kid.
Yeah.
Stationed at Fort Lewis, so I'm always pleased when I hear of kids from Tacoma doing well. And he's your sidekick, right?
Yeah, I will send your regards.
We're on
the air tonight. I'm on TV set tonight. Yeah,
and Cal Raleigh is also. He's turned out to be a pretty good player, huh?
Really good player, good dude, heck of a leader. Runs the pitching staff, is super clutch. He's leading the majors and throwing out would-be base stealers. we wouldn't be in the conversation about postseason without Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, he's been one of your stalwarts. He's one of those guys you that are one of your leaders, better players on your club, no question about it.
I was talking to Dave before we went on, and I was telling him that I have a lot of family who are Mariners fans, and they actually, if I didn't ask this question because they told me to ask this question, my wife wouldn't be worse. But Dave, they said that all my Mariners fans, family friends, say that the Mariners are at a significant disadvantage because they have to travel so much. There's not any sort of 1 hour road trip. It's they're flying. I think they travel the most miles of any baseball team in the country. Do you think, how does that affect the team?
I know I was resting early last night. I was in bed way earlier than my norm last night on a day off.
I guess that answers it.
Yeah, you can laugh now, Rod. I'll tell you what, I was kicking my ass. I had to get in bed. I marvel at how these guys do it. We generally are 1, 2, or 3 in mileage traveled every year. Our closest quote-unquote rival is Oakland, and that's a two-hour and change flight right down to the Bay Area. And then the next closest is Denver. So, yeah, that does factor in. And I think over the years, they probably, again, landed a ton of super elite free agents. But that's why they've been paid well when they have been landed here. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Ron, about the ballpark and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely a factor. I mean, Ron, I'm only, as I look at this, I'm only, matter of fact, your birthday, my birthday is the day before yours, only you're 5 years older than I am.
That's correct. You're a Valentine's baby.
I'm a Valentine's Day. Yeah. And Ron, you traveled, but you didn't have to come up the Pacific Northwest. I mean, we're at the outer reaches, and people up here always talk about, we're at South Alaska.
I hear you.
It's a grind, and you really have to, and especially in this day and age when sleep science is such a big factor and so much great knowledge and information comes out of that. I mean, we even created a sleep room for Nelly. Nelly Cruz created his own sleep room, and now I think that a lot of people around baseball and other sports have it. You got to get your rest.
You got to have a new clubhouse that has one of those quiet rooms with the massage chairs, don't you?
Oh, without it. Yeah, I don't think they lack for anything in that department.
No.
I really don't.
No, they've got everything that they need. Speaking of travel, Dave, if you remember, the Dodgers traveled on their own private plane back then.
When you guys were way ahead of the curve, weren't you?
Yes, we were way ahead of the curve, so far ahead of the curve that it actually put a little bit bigger of a blue bullseye on our forehead. because everybody else, they were flying commercial back then, Dave.
Oh, commercial. My goodness.
So think of it. How much anxiety do you think those other players are having when we play a Sunday day game at Dodger Stadium and when we're ready to leave the airport at LAX out of American Airlines gate number 48?
Amen.
We're gone. And that commercial flight that they're taking to go back east leaves at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And they don't have any space, and they're on that plane with a lot of people that they don't even know or care about.
And I'm going to guess you really razzed the hell out of a lot of guys during that course of time. Right? Hey, we got a charter. We're good. Well, good luck getting back to New York.
Oh, they a lot of people got us for that. And I'll tell you, our general manager, Al Campanis, he used to hang that over us. He says, do you know how many guys want to come here just to fly on our plane? So you felt job security.
When
you wanted to make
up?
Sure you had some job security there. Yeah.
When did the rest of the game catch up with you guys?
Oh, not until probably when I got traded to the Cubs. They started flying. Yeah, they had the charters. We started flying charters when I got to Chicago.
Yeah, all right. So early 80s.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. But yes, it was a first class flight. I mean, we had first class seats. I mean, yes, it was an advantage. And I loved every minute of it.
You know what the other guys just.
Oh, God.
Dog.
Yeah. Here it is.
I know I would have had the needle out. I'd have been jabbing guys. Hey, man. Oh, hey, good luck on that flight. Yeah. Get in about 6 a.m. and play that day. Good luck.
Yeah, we've already landed. We're checking into the hotel, and these guys are. hovering over the Central America, you know, wondering how many more hours they got to fly. Anyway, we got about a few minutes left here, Dave, and I want to touch briefly on your opinions of the state of baseball today. You know, we talked briefly about gambling, but there's enormous rule changes. How do you like it? I mean, do you like the bullpen games? Do you like the clock? Do you like the runner at second base and extra innings? Give me your thoughts.
All right. Okay. I like the clock. I have no problem with that. And some guy, a lot of these guys now, as they move into the majors, have performed on it. So there wasn't a big of an adjustment. At first, I didn't like the ghost runner at second. But then I hearken back to 18, and I got regular season game, not counting the playoffs. But, you know, 20 inning games, 18 inning games that we did, and then how that ruined the pitching staff for like 4 days, not to mention what it did to my body. So I don't have a problem with that. The throwover rule, you know, if I'm a base stealer, you just put money in my hand. I think if they were to take that away, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't generally like that rule. It's just a green light. And again, it is entertainment. I get it's entertainment business. So you want to score. I mean, and all the leagues are into scoring. And so we've jumped into that too. What was the other rule? Let's see.
About the bigger bases.
All right, good. I tell you what I'd like. How about the composition of the bases? So when there's a little bit of rain on the field and a guy's trying to leg out a base hit, like Harper did a few weeks ago, and it's happened a million times. I'm sure you did it and you saw guys do it. You do that extra lunge and you slip on a bag, and it's because it's crowned at first base, and then you pull a hammy, a groin, or something worse. I wish they would fix that and flatten the bases. I don't have a problem with them being bigger. To me, that's almost a non-fact. I was in my playing days – in high school and college, I was a catcher, so I had good speed, but I didn't have great speed. That was not something I had to worry about. Yeah, that's where I stand on it. The other thing, too, I just wish they would teach guys, you know, how to pitch. It's great to be able to throw 100, but be able to control it. And talking to Jim Palmer, you got to be able to add, subtract. It's not about right. max effort every freaking pitch. And anyway, we were talking about earlier that you're worried about TJ surgery. And then,
for sure.
And then the other thing, too, one of the reasons the Mariners have had a little bit of success with the major change, it's a lot to be said about the analytics, but there's also a lot to be said about the eye test and having played the game and knowing the game, like an Edgar Martinez. And hey, man, up the middle the other way, if you get something middle in and you can Yankee go after it. Two-strike approach, you get two strikes, maybe shorten up your swing, try to put it play hard somewhere. And talking to Ken Griffey Jr., he was talking to a bunch of us, the media types down on the field last week, and it was like it was a seminar, man. It was a Midas touch kind of thing, talking about the little nuances in the game. And Ron, that's a whole nother hour you could do if you were to get a forum of guys from your generation and the previous generation on playing baseball. There was nothing wrong with the way you guys played the game. And, you know, launch angle, exit velo. Hey, how about you get a runner at third, nobody out? How about, you know, fly ball basic getting in, all right? You know, you got a runner at second, you need a run. And Junior was talking about, hey, I know I'm a home run hitter, but late in the game, runner at second, we're down a run. My job, if I don't hit it out of the ballpark, I got to pull the ball to get him over to third. And those are kind of things that he was talking about the other day. And that's where I stand on it. And the information is good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not enslaved by it.
All right. Unfortunately, we have come to a close, Dave, and I want to thank you so much for joining us. Great takes on all of that. I certainly hope that after this podcast that you can take a break and take a nap and catch up on your sleep.
Let me just give my Hey Now, podcast. You can get it on YouTube. You got to do it, right? That's where we are right now. You know, get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on YouTube. This week's episode with Kevin Negandhi from ESPN. We've had Bill Burr. We got Jeff Garland coming up. We got Ken Griffey Jr. coming up. Jake Buhner. Right. So we're having a lot of fun. And the thing that's unique about it, I do it with my two sons.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, there you have it. Dave, I wish you well. You've had a terrific career. I hope it continues. Good luck to you and the Mariners. I hope we see you in the playoffs.
Sounds good, Rob. Be well.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Mike, thank you.
You bet. There you have it. Dave Sims, and we'll return to We'll See About That right after this. Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're back for our final segment. We'll see about that. And just want to remind you that please visit my website, theronsayshow.com. My Penguin Power book is over there with multiple listings for signage. And also a podcast menu of all of our guests, past and future. We'll be over there. Please look over there and see what that menu looks like. You can also access the podcast from the website.
And if you're listening to this on a podcast, either on any outlet or off, we'll see about the RonSayShow.com. Please give us a rate, a subscribe, and review. Last question for you, Ron. What has happened to American tennis players?
Wow. Big showing. Positive. U.S. Open. Look at the men's. We have a finalist in Taylor Fritz, playing the number one ranked player in the world, Jannik Sinner. And Sinner had pretty much his way with it, further establishing, you know, his number one seeding. But great performances from the men. Wonderful. I think it's good that they are now stepping back into the limelight. And they used the U.S. Open, which is great.
You've been to the U.S. Open, correct?
I did. I went there one time a long time ago. I have a friend who works for the USTA, who was able to get me inside the doors and give me a look around the place. And I got to see My excuse me, my favorite player, Roger Federer, take out Nikolai Davidenko in straight sets, I believe, in the semifinals. And I can't tell you what year that was. But it was a great match, and Davidenko was really a good player, and he got as high ranked as number three. But my guy, Roger Federer, what a great opportunity to see him in his prime.
Was it weird to go to a sporting event where you can't cheer and clap? I mean, can during the breaks, but not during the actual play itself?
You know, I've never understood. I mean, you know, tennis and golf. Shh, everybody be quiet, please. And it's like you got 55,000 people yelling at you every night when you're at plate and you're, you know, totally in the limelight, right there, right in front of everybody, and yelling and screaming, and yet you can't hit a golf ball when there's noise going on.
And I would think that hitting a baseball with crowd noise, probably harder than hitting a tennis ball.
Well, essentially, what you have to do is you don't hear that noise, and that's how you have to tone it out. Otherwise, you're not going to be very successful. All right, there you have it. After a great interview with the voice of the Seattle Mariners, Dave Sims, thank you so much again for being a part of that. Hope you enjoyed the interview, and thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.